Just a reminder to everybody, please mute yourselves unless you're speaking, just so we can hopefully avoid as much feedback as possible.
All right, well, it is a couple minutes after 4 o'clock on Wednesday, May 27th, 2020. And I'd like to call to order this regularly scheduled meeting of the Board of Commissioners for Meridian Development Corporation. We'll do roll call attendance. Commissioner Mueller is not on yet, is he?
Not that I can see, no.
Commissioner Blasek?
Here.
Commissioner Bassalone?
Here.
Commissioner DeBeard? I see you. Commissioner McCarville?
Here.
Commissioner Bevan?
Here.
Commissioner Berndt? I didn't hear you. Here.
Here.
Commissioner Fitzgerald? You're here.
Here.
Council Lakey?
Here.
And Administrator Squires?
Here.
All right, do we have a motion to confirm the agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion that we approve or confirm the agenda as proposed.
Okay. I'll second, Tammy.
Okay, so a motion by Commissioner McCarville and a second by Commissioner DeBeard. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? No. All right. The agenda is confirmed. Onto the consent agenda, which includes the minutes of the April 2nd, 2020 regular meeting, the April 2020 financials and notices of bills paid, and the April 2020 administrator's report. Do we have a motion on that?
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Fitzgerald.
I move that we approve the consent agenda as submitted from the whatever date that was, April 20th meeting?
22nd.
22nd. And the financials and notices of bills paid and then
yeah. Yes, okay. All of that. And hey, Steve, I think it's your feedback that we're getting if you want to mute yourself.
I can second that, Dave.
Was that Diane?
Yeah.
Okay. So a motion by Commissioner Fitzgerald and a second by Commissioner Bevan. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll go to a roll call vote. Did Nathan join us yet? No?
No.
All right. Commissioner Blasek? You're still muted, Steve. Okay, I'll interpret the thumbs up as a yes. Commissioner Bassalone?
Aye.
Aye.
Commissioner DeBeard?
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville?
Aye.
Commissioner Bevan?
Aye.
Commissioner Berndt?
Aye.
Commissioner Fitzgerald?
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. The consent agenda is approved. Right on to item number five, the contract addendum for Prime MG for legislative services during the 2020 Interim Property Tax Committee, corresponding resolution 20-011. Ashley and Todd, do you want to take this?
I'll take it and then allow for Council Lakey to tag team if necessary. Okay. The scope of work in front of you is based on the conversation that we had at the last board meeting. The scope allows for Primus or David Lehman of Primus to represent MDC at the Interim Property Committee beginning in June of this year. The scope will expire either at the end of December or when the Interim Committee concludes, and we really hope they conclude much sooner than December. The monthly fee of $2,500 remains consistent with what we have had in the past with Primus and their other services. We do have David on the phone today, or the call, to be able to answer any questions you may have, but it's pretty straightforward. I will turn over to David just to be able to give you any sort of update he may have heard from his conversations from a legislative standpoint, and then we can turn it over to Council Lakey to read the resolution and to answer any further questions. David, I'll turn it to you.
Thank you, Ashley. So just a quick update on Friday, which is this upcoming Friday, the Legislative Council will be meeting It's either this Friday or next Friday. The Legislative Council will be meeting to appoint the interim committee board that will the interim committee that will take up the issue of tax. I think as Ashley and I have exchanged messages, in the last couple of weeks, the CCDC is moving forward with a study on the State Street Corridor Urban Renewal District, and I think that, you know, if not for bad timing, you know, you'd applaud the effort. But in terms of this being possibly the worst timed study of an urban renewal district, I can't think of one that would be more detrimental to us. Because I think this is precisely what the opponents of urban renewal districts are saying that URDs are used for, and not simply for the infrastructure that MDC is so correctly supported. So I do think I have a client that's on State Street Plantation Country Club. So I have a call in to Dana Zuckerman right now to just get a sense of why now, what they hope to see from the study. But I do know, just in a couple text messages that I've had back and forth with legislators, that it hit their radar screen as an example of why we need to really take this up, as opposed to just letting the status quo hold. So I do think there's going to be there'll be plenty of work to do around urban renewal districts with the tax committee, and we'll know. And I don't know if Todd has a better idea than I do of who's going to be on that committee right now, but I do know that they'll be appointed soon, and that at least the Senate chairman is ready to go and has got a lot of ideas for how they're going to start addressing the intricacies of the tax code.
Mr. Chairman, I can chime in a little bit here as well.
Sure, go ahead.
I have seen a list of who is likely to be on committee, but I did see that in my Republican caucus member capacity, so I can't really disclose that. As was mentioned, the committee will be meeting to appoint committees, so to speak. I believe it's next Friday, so we'll all know then. The agreement that we have, just to remind you, we have the agreement with the Primus, and then we handle things by task order under that agreement. So this is a task order to perform this scope of work, and it goes through the end of December or completion, as Ashley mentioned. So that may take, you know, some more time to get a report and whatnot on the progress, but technically the committees lose their authority to meet after the end of November, because this is an election year, and new people will be elected and a new legislature appointed first part of December. So that's kind of the time frame. And otherwise, I'm happy to answer questions as well.
David, I was going to ask you, could you maybe just give us some brief comments on what those issues are with the State Street plan that you mentioned that are raising the concerns of the legislature?
Well, I think the concept is that they're going to create a urban renewal district that runs from downtown Boise to Eagle. And so they're not only, and incidentally, I do think that the legislation that was proposed by Mike Moyle, or on behalf of ACHD, was to address this specific issue. Because what it'll require now is that the urban renewal district will have to work with ACHD to get the funds that would typically come from a URD to CCDC. So I think that was part of it. But I, you know, from right now with the State Street expansion that's going on, I have varying degrees of concerns about the State Street expansion, but one of them is just the eminent domain issues that are occurring along the corridor right now, and how they're going to be able to get to the expansion that they're projecting or that they're planning for in their comprehensive plan. So to add on top of that, the issue of overlaying an urban renewal district down the State Street corridor, I think for local businesses is going to be a tough sell, because they're already having to deal with the business interruption of the State Street expansion project, eminent domain issues. I mean, you've seen the Smokey Davis case in the news over the last year and a half, and so there's probably some fatigue by the business owners along that corridor. I know my client Plantation, just they want certainty, and this just continues to add uncertainty to their operations. Are they going to be part of a new taxing district? Are they going to be, where are the busing stops going to be if we're talking about increasing significantly the traffic, the busing traffic on State Street? I know at one point it was planned for the ninth hole at Plantation, or I'm sorry, the 10th hole at Plantation. They were going to carve out the 10th hole and use that as a terminal spot. So there's a lot of concern, at least from the businesses along the corridor. And then I'm certain just the fatigue of CCDC's new and expansive urban renewal districts, I think, is also going to be a challenge, especially with the legislators that live out there. I mean, you've got some of the most, the people who are the most opposed to urban renewal districts, that this is going to land right in the middle of their district. And so I think there's going to be plenty of pushback from local elected officials as well as from the state representatives there.
Okay, thank you. Any other board members have questions of David or Ashley or Todd on this? And for the record, I think Nathan joined us at about 4:11. Are you there, Nathan? Can you hear us?
Yep, I am.
Okay, great. All right, Todd, if there's no further questions, would you mind reading the resolution, please, the title?
Sure, Mr. Chairman, this is Resolution 20-011. It's a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the task order agreement for the 2020 interim period between legislative sessions pursuant to the professional services agreement for legislative services between the Meridian Development Corporation and Primus MG LLC, authorizing the execution of the task order by the chairman or vice chairman and secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the task order, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the task order, and providing an effective date.
All right, thank you. Do we have a motion? You raising your hands?
Chair.
Okay. Dan, go ahead.
I move that we approve Resolution 20-011 as read into the record by council.
Is there a second?
Okay. I second that.
So motion by Commissioner Bassalone and a second by Commissioner McCarville. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll go to a roll call vote. Commissioner Mueller.
Aye.
Commissioner Vlasic. You're muted still, Steve. Still can't hear you. Okay, thumbs up. I'll interpret that as an aye again. Commissioner Bassalone.
Aye.
Commissioner DeVere.
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville.
Aye.
Commissioner Bevan.
Aye.
Commissioner Berndt.
Aye.
Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. The resolution is approved. David, thanks for getting all this together. We look forward to working with you through all this.
And thank you all, and I appreciate that. If it's all right with you, I'm going to stay on the call, just kind of listen to the rest of the meeting, if that's fine.
You really have nothing better to do?
I've got stuff I'm going to be doing while I'm doing that.
You're more than welcome to stay with us if you would
okay,
like.
Thank you.
All right, on to item number six, the approval of the facade improvement grant reimbursement for 126 and 128 South Broadway. Ashley?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, in your packets is you have copies of the photos of the front and the rear facades for 126 and 128. An email from Ryan detailing the costs versus what he proposed and what was actual. Copies of the receipts, the original application, and a copy of your subrecipient agreement. The request for reimbursement has been reviewed by myself, Council Lakey, and our accounting team. Ryan's answered any questions that we've had and has provided backup data when we needed a couple of other items from him. But I think we're all at a point where we feel very comfortable recommending that the board allow us to issue his reimbursement of $26,000. Sorry, I just lost that number. Todd, do you have that right offhand? I am so sorry. I had that on a sticky and I can't find the sticky.
Yeah, it's $26,291.09.
Thank you. I don't know where that sticky
went. Is that in the resolution? The amount?
There is no resolution.
Okay. So we just need a motion to approve that amount.
Yes.
Approve the payment, Mr. Chairman. Yep, of that amount.
Okay. All right. Would anyone care to make that motion?
I will. I would make a motion that we approve that amount and send them a thank you card.
I would second that.
So
they did an amazing job.
Yeah, it's beautiful. A motion by Commissioner Mueller and a second by Commissioner DeVere. Any discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Chair.
Uh-huh.
I think the packet that Ashley included in our agenda was very well put together. It had great detail. The building looks tremendous. They delivered exactly what they said they would. Mm-hmm. I didn't see anything in the detailed accounting that wouldn't be a justified expenditure. It's great. It fits exactly what this particular urban renewal district does. It's removing blight and it's preserving a historic building and area. And in a unique way, I think this is a great example of what some of the things are that we can do in these urban renewal districts.
Very well said.
Yes, very well.
Any other discussion from any board members? If not, we'll do a roll call vote. Commissioner Mueller.
Aye.
Commissioner Vlasic.
Aye, if you can hear me this time.
I got you that time. All right, Commissioner Bassalone.
Aye.
Commissioner DeVere.
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville.
Aye.
Commissioner Bevan.
Aye.
Commissioner Berndt.
Aye.
Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. Thanks, Ashley, for all the work you did with Ryan to get that all put together. It looks great, and he did a great job on that. I mean, everybody's already said I went there for his grand opening like 3 days before he had to shut down because of the coronavirus, and it looks just as great on the inside, and I look forward to him being able to reopen and be a great addition to downtown.
Absolutely.
I'll be there when he reopens, too.
I went there for a haircut today, Mr. Chairman. There's a big pile of gray hair on the floor, but otherwise it was really cool.
Did you have to pay a surcharge or anything for all that extra hair?
No extra charge.
All right. Well, then on to item number 7, the consideration of approval of the memorandum of agreement with the City of Meridian for fiscal year 2020 Concerts on Broadway partnership and corresponding resolution 20-012. Ashley, you want to go with that one?
Sure. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, just to remind our board, for this fiscal year, we did budget $10,000 towards Concerts on Broadway. Up until now, the city has not come to us to finalize an agreement, and I know there was some question about what the season might look like. Audrey Belknap, who is from the city and representing the Arts Commission on this item, requested that we move forward with the MOA and that they are prepared to move forward with 3 different concerts this summer. I've invited her to be a part of the meeting today and would ask for her just to kind of give you a little bit of a summary as to what's being proposed. And then I'll turn it over to Council Lakey to run through the agreement that he put together and read the resolution if you all are so inclined. And so Audrey, I'm going to unmute you now and you should be good to go. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. I'm glad to speak to the members of the board. As you may remember, I came last March and gave you a short update, but since then, a lot of questions have come up just with how to move forward with events. So we have decided to optimistically move forward with the Concerts on Broadway series this year. Our first concert of the season is on August 29th. And so we feel that by starting the concerts at the end of August, that gives time for our community to heal and recover and hopefully allow us to gather together again. Our preceding concerts will be on September 12th and September 26th. So we, like I said, are optimistic that we will be able to carry on close to normal. We, of course, are keeping our eye on the situation and are ready to make any changes, implementing social distancing or sanitizing stations or anything like that. But we hope that the concerts will bring a sense of togetherness and when the community has gone for so long without that ability to gather. An update on just some of the planning that we've done so far. We have scheduled the Diamond Empire Band, the Kings of Swing, and High Street to all perform at our concerts. And we're working on scheduling our openers. I know that last time I came, I was asked about the Meridian Symphony Orchestra Rising Stars competition. Traditionally, we have invited the winner of that competition to perform as an opener to one of our concerts. One of our commissioners on the Arts Commission was going to reach out to David Stolhand this month and report back on if the symphony orchestra continued or is planning to continue with their competition so that we can highlight their winner again. And if not, then we'll find another option. But we are still looking into that and we hope that it's still an option for us. We're also checking with Treasure Valley Children's Theater to see how their productions are going, to invite them to be an opener. And we are also meeting with the Chamber of Commerce next week to perhaps unite for one of our concerts on Broadway to join with the Taste of Meridian on September 12th to see if we can create something new for Concerts on Broadway, as well as to still be able to hold Taste of Meridian this year. So those are our updates in regards to our current pandemic and also just some details that we have ironed out since last we talked.
Thank you, Audrey. Todd, do you want to go through the agreement now? Well, I guess, do any board members have any questions of Audrey while we've got her still?
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, my compliments to Audrey. I think she's done a great job putting it together, taking into consideration all of the needs, and especially once again involving our student groups. I applaud her.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Anyone else have anything to add? Okay, well, if not, thanks, Audrey, and Todd will hand it off to you, and you can run us through the agreement if you'd like.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is pretty much our standard agreement that we've had for the last handful of years on the concerts on Broadway. Just a reminder, the way it works, once we sign it, the city sends us an invoice, and then we pay the contribution amount of $10,000. And in the past, that's usually come a little ways, but not much necessarily before the first concert, with these being delayed. Obviously, we'll have paid well before the concerts commence. Normally, our agreement has a provision that if a concert's canceled for bad weather or things, you know, like that out of the city's control, then we don't get reimbursement for that. I added a provision this year that if the city decides, I really do appreciate the optimism and the desire and plan to move forward from the city. But if the city does cancel a concert based on the COVID situation or other health risks, then we are entitled to reimbursement in a prorated amount for that particular concert, which is $3,333.33. And other than that, it's the standard agreement. So I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have them.
Any questions from any board members for Todd? Doesn't sound like it. If there are none, Todd, why don't you go ahead and read the title of the resolution, please?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Resolution 20-012, a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the Memorandum of Agreement for financial support for concerts on Broadway between the Meridian Development Corporation and the City of Meridian. Authorizing the execution of the agreement by the chairman or vice chairman and secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement, and providing an effective date.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chair.
Nope. Who was that?
Diane.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
So, Mr. Chair, I move that we approve Resolution 20-012, the consideration of approval of the Memorandum of Agreement with the City of Meridian for FY 2020 Concerts on Broadway Partnership and corresponding resolutions with the additions that were read in by Council.
Trig, seconds.
All right, Trig, you got the second. So, motion by Commissioner Bevan and a second by Commissioner Byrne, is there any discussion? If there's none, we'll do a roll call vote. Commissioner Mueller.
Aye.
Commissioner Vlasic. You're muted again.
Thumbs up.
That's an aye. Commissioner Bassalone.
Aye.
Commissioner DeVeard.
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville.
Aye.
Commissioner Bevan.
Aye.
Commissioner Byrne.
Aye.
Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Aye.
And I am an aye as well, so. Thanks, Audrey. Look forward to successful concerts come August and September. It'll be nice to have those
Audrey.
Again. So hopefully there's good support from the community.
Yes, I agree. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the board.
All right, is that the last of our action items? We're on to the discussion items, the Old Town Lofts update. Ashley?
Mr. Chair, members of the board, in your packets are the weekly updates that we have received from Pacific Companies. Wanted to make note that the monthly stakeholder meeting that we would have typically tomorrow has been canceled, just obviously still due to COVID risks. Josh will be putting together a video that we can share through social media means again. I'm hopeful that in June we can all come together in person and be able to communicate that way, but we're doing the best we can in the meantime. I know that Pacific Company has been working diligently with the Church of the Harvest in trying to alleviate the concerns that they've had. I know that they've had other issues with trying to address for Sunrise Cafe and that owner, but we're just taking it week by week. So happy to answer any questions that I can, or to relay any concerns or questions you may have back to the developer team if you have any.
Any questions for any board members? No?
Mr. Chair, this is Tammy.
Mayor Tammy.
Hey, I saw that. I understand the concerns of Sunrise and Harvest Church with the street closures that are planned or underway. Mm-hmm. But there's major work being done in that roadway. So it is unavoidable.
Yes.
I just wondered what have they, I try to read all of this. A huge packet to get just online. I'm a paper person. I admit it. When are they going to start pouring foundation? When is that building going to start going up?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner DeVeard, I do not have that information at this point. I know they're about a month behind in their schedule, but I will make a note to get that specific request in terms of a updated schedule and when we can expect that. So please, I'll make that note right now.
Okay, thanks, Ash.
All right, any more questions on Old Town Lofts? Not, we'll move on to the Civic Block Union District Union 93 update. Ashley?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I'll start with the Union District. Last night was the first reading of the ordinance for the new district at City Council. It was basically just the reading itself. The actual public hearing will occur next Tuesday on June 2nd. So it was pretty, there wasn't a whole lot that happened last evening. I have included a copy of the memo to the City Council along with all the other additional items that were included with that in your board packets for your information. It's just, I know it added to the heft of the board packets, but I thought it might be interesting for you just to see what the City Council is reviewing. Regarding Union 93 project, really no new updates other than they are working through the quiet title process on that one particular property. My understanding from Bill Truax is that they hope to be able to close on everything by the end of the summer, beginning of fall. So that's kind of the time frame that they're working on at this point. And they're still working on the remediation of the property as well. And then regarding the Civic Block, I've included all the weekly notes in your packets. Galena did submit their application for tax credits to the Idaho Housing Association, along with our recommendation or our support letter. We hope to know more by October as to whether or not they're going to be the recipients of that. We will be scheduling a joint meeting between the MDC board and the City Council on July 21st at 4:30 on the council's typical work session. I'm going to get that on your calendars this evening. I didn't want to just throw that out there without having a discussion, but the goal for that meeting will be able to have a discussion on the different concepts that we're talking about for Civic Block, for you all to be able to ask questions, to give feedback, and to hear from staff and Galena as well. So look for that, and hopefully that will work with most of your all's schedules. So that's the quick rundown. Are there any questions that you might have?
Doesn't look like it. All right, thanks for that update. On to upcoming committee meetings.
In your packets are all the meetings that we have listed, including the Union District City Council meetings. So I've listed all those in case anyone wants to just link in and be able to listen through those. The weekly meetings for the Civic Block, and then the MDBA weekly check-ins as well. At this point, I am planning, I know it's a little ahead of time, but I am planning on us definitely, whether it has to be virtual or it can be in person or a combination of both, having a parking and property committee meeting in mid-June, just because we have some things that we do need to discuss and feedback that's needed. So as other things pop up, I will make sure that they are put on your radar.
All righty, thank you. Council's report.
Nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
Administrator's report.
Nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
All right, Chairman's
report. Mr. Chairman? Okay.
Go ahead.
Can I just ask a couple questions on the administrator's report?
Sure.
Ashley, can you give us an update on where they're at with the transit line?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Beard, our understanding is that they have put together the draft line. The goal was to be able to get in front of this board in May to give a presentation. We've bumped that into June. So Stephen Hunt will be here on June 24 to be able to discuss what that final line looks like and to talk about the commitment that MDC made in terms of the fiscal year 20 budget and dedicating $60,000 towards bus shelters. So we will have a little bit more information in about a month for you.
Okay, and just one last question.
Sure.
I saw that you had a downtown meeting update with the city and Councilmember Burnt. Any information that this group should be aware of?
Trying to think back at that meeting. Basically, I think I'll let Commissioner Burnt chime in as well. And I know Cameron's on the line. I think we were just kind of walking through all the different projects and just making sure that he felt comfortable from a council member's perspective that he had all the information that they needed. Am I leaving anything out, Council or Commissioner Burnt?
Okay. I don't remember.
I think we walked through the Union Block, the Civic Block. We walked through what was going on with Old Town Lofts, and
I haven't heard anything about anything new about Union 93 in a long time. Honestly, I haven't heard any new updates.
Yeah. So I think it was just making sure. I think
anything official. I should say anything official.
Sure. I think it was more just making sure. I think. Part of the reason why I had requested the meeting is he had had some concerns about the housing component, and I just wanted to make sure that he was comfortable with the idea of moving forward with potentially tax credit apartments, if that is something that should be selected for Galena by the IHFA. And so that just kind of led to a more just broader discussion on the project updates. Cameron, I know you're on. Am I forgetting anything from your point of view?
You have to unmute him, Ashley.
For some reason, it won't unmute him. I can't get him unmuted for some reason. But Commissioner DeVere, that's generally what it was. It's just general updates. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, that question reminded me, it's not on our upcoming committee meetings, but there is that downtown development discussion that the mayor's office put together, the group of downtown property stakeholders and things like that, that was originally scheduled for the back in March, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yeah.
That they've delayed until now it's rescheduled for June 16th at 1:30. So I think a few of us from this board are going to be participating in that. That'll be interesting to see how that all goes, what they talk about and everything. We'll report back to the board what happens there. Boy, the only other thing I had, where was it? September 3rd, 2020 at Rice-Eccles Stadium is BYU versus Utah football game. So I was wondering if Trey or Todd wanted to give us a prediction of the outcome of that game.
I'd be willing to make a bet as, you know, whether it's going to happen or not.
I'm in the same boat as Trey. That's about as far as I'll go.
Smart. I can tell you my daughter's disappointed.
I'll bet.
It's at the U this year, and it would have been her first game. Hopefully it happens, but I doubt it's going to happen. Who knows?
All right. Well, public comment. Is there any members of the public on the phone that want to say anything? Can you unmute people, Ashley?
This is Lindsay from MDBA. I just want to add that as that meeting gets rescheduled on the downtown development for June 16th, I would love to make sure that I could be there for that.
Okay. The mayor's office is the one coordinating it. So I'd suggest you reach out to David Miles and ask him to include you on it. And if you need any help doing that, we can help. But I just reach out directly to him and say you'd like to participate.
Will do. Thank you for the direction there.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Burr.
Lindsay, if you need my help, just let me know, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, it might be appropriate just to have Ashley ask that the board be included on it. So we all know when it's going and can attend if we can fit it in our schedules or not.
Okay. I'm not sure exactly if it's limited or if they were just trying to.
It's a public meeting. It better be a public meeting. So.
Okay.
I know they were limiting the physical attendance to a certain number of people, but then beyond that, people could join online.
I have a phone call with David Miles tomorrow afternoon, so I will check in with him on that.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Any other members of the public have anything they want to add? Hearing none, do we have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Move that we adjourn.
Second.
So a motion by Commissioner Fitzgerald and a second by Commissioner DeVere. Did I get that right?
Yep.
Okay, any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? No. All right. Unanimous, we are adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good day.